9 to noon in the Minnesota Vikings Field House at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, watching the May version of the reconstruction of the dream into the 2018 season. And joining us now is Minnesota Vikings Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Kevin Warren. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Good to be here, PA.
Not to get too personal, but looking at what we're looking at now, by the way, your hyper announcer is a little overwhelmed right now. Music pumping, right. Players here,
right.
QB1 wearing that 8 on the other side of the field.
Right.
I mean, this is really cool. So not to get too personal, but when you take your shirt off, do your arms look like Danielle Hunter's?
Some days.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Some
they do?
Days, yeah.
Holy cow.
Right.
So you might, I mean, you're COO right now by day,
right.
But third down pass rushing specialist by night, right?
Nowhere near that. No, these players work hard, and
holy cow!
I think people underestimate the time and energy and effort that they put in.
Yeah,
they are true professionals. So it's a blessing to see how many great players we have.
I'd say 50 or 60 yards to our left to paint the radio picture. QB1, Kirk Cousins.
That's right.
What do you think of Kirk Cousins on our team, man? This is pretty cool.
It's awesome. It's good to see players. It's good to see this new facility. The energy, like you said, music, and it's good to see you today. So
good to see you
always
too.
Always a pleasure.
How are things?
Outstanding.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, the COO portion of the conversation, I'm locked and loaded.
Right.
But, I mean, I see you, longstanding friend. I see QB1. I see Danielle Hunter's arms.
Right.
And the childlike nature of your announcer immediately comes
right.
out.
Highest level.
I mean, there's business.
Right.
Oh, we got business
right,
to chat,
right.
don't we?
Absolutely.
How is business?
It's been good.
Good.
I mean, it's been great, you know, to see the staff come together, to be all under one roof. I mean, one of the things, and it's
yep.
just so much, you know, energy and positive energy, and all the credit goes to the Wolf family. I mean, Mark, Lenny, Ziggy, and John Wolf to give us the resources and the support to be able to do this and to see this vision go from people's hearts, spirits, heads on paper, and then to come in here, and I think people now understand why we built it. But to have every one of our employees, other than a few ticket office people downtown, to hear under one roof is special.
Well, you know who genuinely, the two people who genuinely understand, you know, what this facility means to this team, Kirk Cousins and Sheldon Richardson.
Right.
You know, and Kirk at the reported 3-84 promised,
right.
and then Sheldon the 1-8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a good football team.
Right.
So, granted, the NFC title game didn't go the right way, but this clearly is a team sitting on good things. So maybe they would have come here anyway had mm-hmm. we been at the previous facility. But at least from Sheldon's standpoint, you walk
right.
around here, you go to
right.
U.S. Bank Stadium,
right.
and you're just overwhelmed at the hospitality and mm-hmm. the amenities the Minnesota Vikings put forward.
I mean, and the amenities and the hospitality, 365 days a year here at Twin Cities mm-hmm. Orthopedic Performance Center. And people have seen U.S. Bank Stadium. So to have the two best facilities, I'd say, in all of professional sports in the world, at U.S. Bank Stadium, in our new facility here is outstanding. And like you said, people are incredibly hospitable. We didn't miss anything. And it really fits into the Minnesota vibe, which was really important. We didn't want to build something that didn't fit in to what these great fans expect and what they stand for. So we're just ecstatic and again, so very grateful to the Will family for allowing us to do this. And also, I have to say, to have another Minnesota company like Twin Cities Orthopedics, to have them as our naming rights partner to work together hand in hand in a collaborative manner, I think really says that Minnesota is a great place to live and to be from.
How do you feel this facility, Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center in Eagan, meshes with Minnesota, like
it,
you said?
It is Minnesota. I mean, even the brick that you'll see, and it fits. You know, if you're from Minnesota, if you walk in here, you won't say, boy, this looks like this should be in another state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would say this looks like this is a Minnesota building built by Minnesotans, designed by Minnesotans, and really for the people of Minnesota. It's nice, clean, you know, elegant, first class. But the biggest thing is operational. Sometimes they're beautiful buildings, but they really don't work right. But this is operational and usable, and it's truly a blessing to be here and work here every day.
Kirk Cousins, QB1, now 15 yards in front of us, just went back on a five-step drop, hit Kendall Wright on a quick little hitter from slot right. And not to turn this into super hardcore football breakdown segment, but Kirk Cousins' anticipatory skills mm-hmm. and his work ethic you know, when it comes to the to whom much is given, much is expected. Well, a lot was given, and much will be received in return. But just his work ethic and his desire and care and willingness to go above and beyond to help this team win games, and his anticipatory skills, and watching him right now, he has the potential with Diggs and Thielen to be a fantastic quarterback.
Well, PA, from your mouth to God's ears, I mean, I'm just looking forward to the season, and it's exciting just to see this franchise come together at every level and every department, feel the energy in this building. I mean, we got a chance to see the finished product of our TCO studio yesterday.
Yeah,
and
it's
Brian
nice.
Harper, I mean, it is a really, really nice place. I think people are going to be excited and energized.
We just did the first hour of the radio show
right.
in that Rockstar radio studio.
It's amazing.
I mean, we're here as much as
right.
we possibly
right.
can be here, and it's like all of the equipment and everything we have, it's
the same.
A legitimate radio
right.
studio.
Legitimate
man.
Radio studio,
well done.
Studio, legitimate television studio. So it's great. It's great to come here, to be energized. I mean, every day I walk in this building, and we have a staff workout facility to be able to work out, and the food is first class by Flick, and people are excited, and so we're really excited to be here, host training camp here, and continually bring our fans closer.
Well, I can see where, you know, and certainly in no way assuming you had to cut corners mm-hmm. for QB1's money or this Taj Mahal, but I can see where you saved a couple of dollars right in front of us now. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, the former Bear, Kendall Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, he wears number 17.
Okay.
Jarius Wright wore number 17.
Right, right.
So, that may only have saved $250, but, hey, Kendall,
that's
just
a good
go ahead
one.
And slide right into this 17, man. Save a couple
that's
of
a good
dollars
one, yeah.
here, you know?
That's a good one.
Holy cow. Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer, Minnesota Vikings. You mentioned Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center and training camp. The stadium, mm-hmm. The stadium's coming along quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
Absolutely.
Cow. I mean, I'm basically here once or twice a week this time of the year, mm-hmm. and each time I come here, something new is done. The scoreboard yeah. is, I don't know if it's functional or if it's operable at this moment.
Right.
It's unbelievably spectacular.
Right. Spectacular.
So, like, when will that be done? And for those listening now, mm-hmm. wondering, here we are, May, so June, so we're like, you know, 9 weeks from people being here to watch the team. Right. What's that going
to
be like?
It'll be ready to go during training camp. I mean, you notice the field is graded, and the turf will go down soon, like you said, the scoreboard. They're putting some finishing touches in. You know, they were working on the seats and the benches and all the things and around the concourse. It'll be ready to go. I mean, our construction crew has done an unbelievable job to get that ready, and it'll be fired up, and we're just excited to have that kind of facility here, you know, 15 steps from the locker room is yep. going to be really special.
Yeah, are you looking forward to all that?
I mean, I really am, and not only for camp. I mean, I'm most excited for camp to see yep. our players to be able to use it, like being in this indoor facility today. I mean, having the great fields that we have, and then to be able to come in here and then have the outdoor stadium. And also I'm excited, like we said, from day one, part of the mantra of the Will family is to make sure this is a community asset. So to be able to host high school football games here is going to be really special. I think, can you imagine being a high school student athlete to be able to run out on that field with that scoreboard and a nice fall day here in Minnesota?
Yeah.
It's going to be really special. We have a lot of great things planned for that stadium, which we'll be announcing over the next couple months, but
yeah.
we're excited to get going.
Now, there are many things over two segments about which we'll chat. But before we pause, you mentioned U.S. Bank Stadium mm-hmm. earlier. And, you know, it's with the Las Vegas team popping up soon. And, you mm-hmm. know, you're getting and the Super Bowl's being announced. I believe it was Atlanta and where else? Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah, Atlanta and Arizona.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, thank
yes,
you.
Yeah, Atlanta is this year.
Atlanta's right.
53. Right.
Okay. Things went so well here mm-hmm. with the Super Bowl. The Mall of America Radio Row situation.
Right. Phenomenal.
First Radio Row I've ever done.
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't want to go to the Super Bowl or go do Radio Row unless I'm going with my favorite team.
Right.
So I've kind of kept it at arm's distance mm-hmm. with all due respect, but here it is in my backyard, so of course I'm going to be there. Had an unbelievably right. good time. And everything with the Super Bowl experience and the volunteer committee,
right.
the Team 52-bit, it was all impeccable.
Right.
So then, you know, like I'll talk to people around the league, and because it was cold, mm-hmm. you know, I get the feeling that we may have to wait a while to get a Super Bowl back here. Do you find that to be accurate?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm just so positive, you know, one being a Minnesotan, but seeing how good of a job that we did here. And I think people who came here, I mean, you look at the economic value, the numbers came out yesterday with Governor Dayton, and, you know, they're talking about net $370 million, but in and around $400 million. And 85% of the first-time visitors here said that they're going to come back. So when you start thinking of an economic impact to the community of $400 million, 85% of the visitors said they're going to come back, $32 million in tax basis. I mean, this was an absolute special event. And I think what people realize is that the cold, you know, again, is it really shouldn't matter. I
mean, and how much are they really outdoors?
It was such a great event with the skyways, our facilities, the game, and the people. I mean, the people are what really make Minnesota special, but the people here really made this a special event. So I think, you know, something that we'll talk about internally and talk about with the leaders of this community to decide, you know, when we'll make another bid. But I think if you ask anyone at the NFL, if you ask anyone at any other team right now as far as their experience here, everyone says that it was a phenomenal experience. I did not hear one bad thing about people's Super Bowl experience.
No, and you even get the most negative people in the media who, like, complain or crack wise to crack wise.
No.
And they, like, left going, holy cow, the way things were set up in Mall of America for Radio Row, Crew 52.
Right.
That was huge. Crew 52 and the skyways and everything.
I mean, the skyways.
Just even the smallest detail was covered. It was huge.
The airport. Our police officers. I mean, everyone did such a great job to come together. So I think, you know, from top to bottom, when you talk to people, they recognize that this is a special place. And I feel very confident that when the time comes that we'll get an opportunity to host another Super Bowl.
This is Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer for the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm Paul Allen. We are at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. The Minnesota Vikings are practicing in front of us right now. Organized team activities taking place. Kirk Cousins at quarterback with Laquon Treadwell wide right. Adam Thielen slot right. Stephon Diggs wide left opposite Xavier Rhodes. The reconstruction of the dream is happening in front of our very ears right now, and we are loving it. And it's also a very big day for the entire Minnesota Vikings organization. Not just players and or coaches or executives, the entire organization. We'll tell you what we mean after this. Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, home for the Minnesota Vikings. We are in Eagan, Minnesota. This is 9 to noon on your home for Vikings football and everything funky and fun, FM 100.3, The Fan. Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer for the Minnesota Vikings, is our guest for another segment. The Burke Bit, Matt Burke, Super Bowl winning center for the Ravens. He'll be here about 35 minutes from now as the Minnesota Vikings are hitting the midway point of their Wednesday organized team activity. And then after that, the Vikings players, coaches, executives, and quite honestly, the entire staff are heading, I believe, to three schools.
Yes.
For what's called Team Up to Give Back.
Yes.
Tell us more.
I mean, we had a phenomenal run with Kaboom. We used to build playgrounds around the Twin Cities, which was great. And as we moved here to Eagan, we wanted to do something that was really unique. So under our leadership of Lester Bagley and Karin Nelson and Brett Tabor and the entire people of the Social Impact Department.
And Wabi.
Naturally, he's involved in everything. We wanted to do something that was unique, that tied in the players, the staff, the owners, our executives. And so we're going out to impact three schools here in this Eagan-Mendota Heights area. To do some arts and crafts, some education, some sports activities. They give every student a book bag, a backpack for the summer with some books to read because there's such a drop off during the summer of young students not reading. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to just really, like we said, team up to give back. So this is going to be the first of many events here in the community, and we're just excited to be able to impact.
Well, when it comes to kids wanting to or choosing to read in the summer. I mean, we can be straightforward with the whole thing. When school ends, specifically middle school through high school, they don't want to read at least through June.
Right.
So I mean, when it comes to team up to give back.
Right.
Whether it's your account executives, members of your marketing team, members of Bob Hagen's public relations staff, Kirk Cousins, Kevin Warren, or Dennis Ryan.
Right. Or Ziggy and Mark Will.
Don't forget Lenny.
Right.
How do you convince them this is the right thing to do to kind of stay sharp?
Just very little convincing. I think when the young folks see the Minnesota Vikings come in, and one thing about it, anytime you combine young people who are energetic, who want to get better, a professional football team, franchise players, owner, staff, and the aspect of education, you're going to win. And so it'll be exciting to impact a lot of these young students, to send them into the summer months so they can continually stay sharp from an educational standpoint.
Yep.
And to be ready to come back and have a great fall.
Your son, Mississippi State?
Yeah, I tell you what.
Is he TE1 yet?
I am melancholy this morning. I mean, my heart's a little heavy because he left this morning to go back to school. He came home for a little over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so they actually start summer school tomorrow and off-season workouts. So when I went and kissed him on his forehead this morning a little bit before 5 o'clock, told him I love him and to do a good job at school. So, I miss him already.
I understand.
He had a great couple weeks at home. Trained, worked hard, so he'll have a great season. But one good thing about it, we get some time with our daughter, who's home, just arrived home from Occidental College, and she's working at Land O'Lakes this summer. So it's good to have. It's always good to have one home, but having two home is special.
So is this emotion of joy? I mean, it's sadness because, you know, Powers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Minnetonka High School, right. Mississippi State University,
right. Yeah.
And he's a tight end. He's going to play on the football team.
Absolutely.
He's on the team.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you're super proud.
Oh, yeah.
But when they're gone to school and you're living vicariously through texting and FaceTiming and everything like that, and then you get them back in the nest for a while, then they leave again, man. As a dad, that's got to be tough.
Well, it's tears of joy.
I mean,
to see him work hard as a young student, battle through some academic challenges, but to do well, and then athletically, to battle through is interesting. I saw Everson Griffin early this morning, and he saw Powers coming out of massage, and he was going in, and he said, man, your son looks great. I could tell he worked. So, you know, he doesn't look, act, feel like a normal 19-year-old person. He's focused. So, you know, you're, as a father, you're proud. But again, you know, you realize this, all of us, not to get too emotional, but you get older, you know, life goes fast, and you want to spend as much time with him.
You, when he catches his first touchdown pass in an SEC game,
right. I'll cry there also, right? Absolutely.
Don't go to the game.
No.
I mean, seriously, like watch it on your phone or something.
No, I won't miss any game. I'll go to all of them, and I've already laid out the schedule, so I'll be able to get to all his games. And quite naturally, I haven't missed a game with the Vikings or my 20-year NFL career. So there'll be some late-night car rental drives, some red-eye flights, but we have it mapped out where I'll be able to get to all the games, home and the road, for him, and then be able to get to all our games. So I'm excited about this season.
Mine are 17 and 15, and, you know, you face different challenges. For me, like 17 and 15 specifically,
right,
with the 15-year-old girl, freshman in high school,
right,
you know, it's up and down yo-yo stuff, and, you know, just classmates and everything.
Right.
I mean, I face challenges where I will wake up in the morning because I love them so much, and clearly you do too. It encompasses your life.
Right.
You know, but so like when they're early in middle school or end of elementary school and you're having what you think are some problems then or experiencing some joy then, you'll get others telling you, well, this gets better, this changes, this, but it may change and it may improve or it may regress, but they're always going to be your kids
and you're always
going to love them. In a different way, at a different stage, you know?
It's a great, you know, parenting is interesting. And now, as I look back, even though both of my parents have passed on, but there a lot of days I apologize to them, you know, and let them know I'm sorry. You know, because I always wondered why they would say, what time are you getting home? And I've been, what are you worried about? And we don't sleep till you get home. I'm like, that's crazy.
How about that curfew battle when they're teens?
Right.
It's every single day.
Right. I'm the same way. So really when the kids are home, when they're home until that garage, goes up and I hear them, they're both in the house and I can say I can get some rest. So,
well, see, you win though because you're an elite negotiator. I'm not. I'm the announcer. So I can do the play by play of the coming into the driveway, up goes the garage door, car is turned off and they're in bed, touchdown daddy. You're the elite negotiator.
Right.
So you lay out 11, they start going 11:30.
Right.
I mean, you settle at 11:06 and that's the end of the story.
Well, it's awesome. I mean, it's funny to hear your kids repeating the things you say. And I tell my kids, you know, nothing good after midnight happens. They're probably not going to meet anyone or get involved in anything that's going to be of redeeming value. And I heard my daughter mention it to some friends the other day that, hey, you know, nothing good after midnight happens.
Right.
So at least they do listen. I'm just proud of both of them,
right,
you know, as people. And And, you know, it's hard being a kid. I can tell you right now, we didn't have social media growing up.
Big time.
And, you know, it was easy to just play sports and be a good student. They got a lot of issues and how many likes you have and, you know, Snapchat, all these different just modes of communication. This world is really complicated, which concerns me. And I hope as we evolve, we just get back to the basics. But, again, it's nothing like, you know, raising kids. And so I'm just grateful that I've been blessed, have an unbelievable wife, and have a great wife of 26 years and two great kids. And I just pray every day that the Lord protects them and keeps them healthy. And if they do that, then they can do great things.
Your daughter's name?
Perry.
I can predict the next time you cry.
Right.
Is when she comes up and goes, Dad, I need 50. So you get into your wallet for, no, she goes, no, I mean 50 grand for a wedding. I'm getting married.
Well, what are,
and then it's our, like, can I get a witness right now? Somebody please help me.
Our EVP CFO, Steve Poppins' daughter, Natalie Poppin, got married Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was crying at the wedding just watching him, you know, because we moved here, she was like 8. And to get, you know, married, you know, life goes on. And so that's part of it. And so, hopefully I told him I'm proud of him to be able to be so loving to his future son-in-law. And I'm not there yet. And so hopefully one day they will be blessed with some grandkids. But it's good to be in Minnesota, such a great family environment. And I'm just happy, humbled, and honored to have a great career, a great family, and great friends like you.
Yeah, you're a great dad.
Yeah. No, God, I appreciate you, PA. Thank you.
I ain't done, so don't leave. Now, hold on. LGBTQ and that event coming up.
Yep.
It's within a few Fridays, right?
Yep. It'll be here.
What
it's
exactly
coming up pretty
is it?
Soon on June 21st. I mean, what we wanted to do is to create a way, again, back to the support of the Wilfs and this community of what can we do with this platform in this beautiful building to create an environment to raise awareness and to deal with issues. I mean, there's issues in our community, and so we thought this would be a great way to create this summit. We have some world-class speakers, Chris Mosier and Greg Louganis. I mean, we have some unbelievable speakers who are coming in to be able to address a lot of the issues.
Will it be here?
It will be here, right?
Nice.
In our auditorium here.
That's nice.
And to be able to host it. And so we're excited. I mean, the leaders from other teams, the NFL are coming in, local high school, colleges. So we're excited to have this event to host it. And not for optics, but to really help move the dial to make sure that everyone feels included, that we have an inclusive environment. And we don't want any young people here in our community to feel that if they're struggling with some issues, that they decide to go a different route that may not be healthy. So I'm excited about it, and we're looking forward to it. It'll be a special, special event.
What about Randy Moss, the first ballot Hall of Famer?
Right, right.
I mean, his speech in Canton is going to be unbelievable.
Right. Yeah,
Randy is a first ballot Hall of Famer. The team should be so proud of that.
We really are proud of Randy, and you know, his the way he's grown as a man, as a father, and a husband. He does a great job on television. And so the only thing that I'm a little sad about that too is that Coach Green won't be there. I know he'll be there in spirit, but it's special. Anytime you have one of your own, Randy Moss is definitely a Minnesota Viking, to go into Hall of Fame is really special. So I'm excited to be there and to watch him and support him, because that's the highest of high. I mean, that is the mecca of football. And you think of all the people who strapped on a helmet and laced up their shoes to be, you know, in and around a little bit over 300 people to be able to go into the Hall of Fame. That is special. And to think that he was here in these halls and walls. And a lot of things I think about is, but all those great players like Moss and Carter, if they had facilities like this, you know, indoor facility, cryo chamber, and all the different things, they probably could have played another 10 years.
Hey, you back at Winter Park in Eden Prairie, that's still Vikings property, right?
Yes, I was there this weekend.
You think I was there with my kids for a Young Life event a few Mondays ago, and you know, I was in the field house, and I walked into the field house for the first time since leaving at the end of the at the end of the Philadelphia.
Brings back a lot of memories.
Oh my heavens! And there's a crack in the boat, and I'm like, that sucks. Somebody please help this baby boat or take it away or something.
Right.
And I went to the field house and I went up to the perch. We're on a perch now at the field house at TCO Performance Center. So I went to the executive perch, kicked my feet up a little bit, watched the kids run around. I'm like, dang. Rick had a good spot here for all these practices, didn't he?
Right.
But then I was looking around the field house, and I'm certainly not putting the cart before the proverbial horse here.
Right.
But what about that field house becoming an indoor dog park. I mean, seriously, for falls and winters in Minnesota, and dogs are so popular in this state.
They are so popular, right.
You want everybody in this organization to be a forward thinker.
And you know how much we love dogs.
Trying to be a forward thinker here.
I love it.
Indoor dog park, man.
We got two of them at home. And you know what's interesting you say that? I've never taken them to Winter Park. I'm sure they would love that.
Well, yeah, but you have to reconstruct it a little bit. We'll get a path on the outside.
Path.
Yeah, you get some like obstacle courses.
Right. Jumps.
You know, like a little doggy daycare area.
Right.
I was trying
you can't beat it.
Trying
I love
to make
it.
The company a little money.
Have people sign some waivers and all that.
Okay, well, let me get with this hotel company and see if they have room for it after whatever.
Right.
All right, last one. Sports betting. Mm-hmm. Will be legalized around the country.
Yes.
I got no idea what's next for Minnesota, but like from a chief operating officer standpoint, when you heard that come down a couple of weeks ago, and in working with the NFL, just stream your consciousness.
Yeah,
what do you think?
My head is split into two because being a lawyer, you know, the lawyer in me always wonders the legalities associated with it. How do you manage, you know, is legalized betting? What does that really mean? You know, so from a legal standpoint, the impact on it. And then the other side, from a business standpoint, you know, you would have to say that, you know, sometime fans will be excited to have a chance to do that. And from a revenue standpoint, it probably could impact the game. One of the things that I just want to make sure, these are my own personal views, is that regardless of the level of the betting or how much it expands or which states improve it or what happens, I just want to make sure that it has no negative, you know, impact whatsoever, you know, on the actual game, you know, sport. And so long as it there can be a line of demarcation between any gambling or betting and the game of sport, then I think from a business standpoint, from a fan standpoint, it's probably a positive experience. So I know there's a long way to go to get it worked out and see how it actually happens and, you know, what happens. But I know it's, you know, this is something that's important not only in the United States, but around the world. People have enjoyed it and so, you know, we'll see what happens.
God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thank you very
much.
I say that, and I appreciate your work and everything you do, what you stand for, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer, Minnesota Vikings, from Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. This is 9 to Noon.